You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, buenas noches. Wherever you are in time right now, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You.
It is the beauty of a podcast. You can listen to it whenever you want.
That is true.
And I'm Rob, and this is episode number 560. And we are here on a lazy Wednesday morning.
It is not lazy by any means.
No, it's not lazy. Let me tell you.
I don't even know what that word means anymore. Is this like, are we going to do like an Ivanka Trump joke where I don't know what complicit means either?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, because she's done nothing that would spell success. Let's give her a hard time.
Oh, I just like making fun of the media. Everyone just nitpicks each other. It's just like, who cares?
It's so freaking stupid.
It really is.
I was going to say get a life, but I guess that is their life,
that
right?
That is their life, yeah.
And so therefore, that's what they do.
I feel bad for them.
Oh, it makes me, I'm going to puke real quick since we're talking about that.
But before you do that, why don't you say something nice about the people who support our show?
Yeah, we want to talk a little bit about VideoBlocks. Fantastic company. If you are looking for clips, if you're looking for any kind of stock media that you need to help you get your videos looking beautiful and pretty, check them out at videoblocks.com/drone. They are one of the fast growing stock video libraries. Over 3 million videos. You might want to check those out. Effect templates, motion backgrounds, really cool stuff. And this month, they're launching a new collection featuring hundreds of new Unreal clips, space, VR, deep water fantasy, sci-fi footage, some really cool stuff. And actually for now, for a limited time, included with your membership are free 4K video clips, which is something that is not normally free. Check them out. You can go there, videoblocks.com/drone, and try them out for 7 days for free and see what you think. See if they're a good fit for you and what you're trying to accomplish. So thank you to videoblocks.com.
Thank you very much. And you know what? I really got to say thank you to someone else.
Please.
Someone.
We like thanking people.
I really like people who help me calm down my emotional rashness, calm down my passion, which is normally taken for frustration, and calm down my hanger, which is normally mistaken for anger. I just want to say thank you to the guys and gals at Charky. Because honestly, when I get hangry, there is no other meat that makes me feel as good as this stuff does. That's awkward. There's the awkward ad of the day. If you don't remember Charky, I don't know what will now. Oh, man. Honestly, though, if you really do love healthy snacks and you do care about your health, you want to invest in eating properly instead of investing in healthcare later on in life. I know that grass-fed products are really important to people who are focused on healthy eating. And if that is a big focus for you, you're gonna love Charky. Why? Because their grass-fed meat is naturally raised in an environment that is conducive to healthy foods. In fact, they were even just recently certified by the Whole Foods Group, so that way they could sell in Whole Foods. If that doesn't tell you how legit it is, I don't know what does. Honestly, don't take my word for it. Try it yourself. Go to Amazon.com and search for Charky, C-H-A-R-K-I. There are three different flavors. What's your flavor? What's your favorite
my
flavor?
Favorite,
yeah.
It varies. It changes from time to time.
Okay.
And I think right now I'm on the red chili kick.
Mm.
I'm digging that.
You know what's funny, Chat?
Nice spice. I got a little, I don't want to say that. Because I like them all. I'm on the red chili kick. Good stuff. You guys should check it out.
You know what Chad Hudson just said, told me? Hmm. He said he's got a $30 a day habit. And I'm like, oh no, you like smoking crack or something? He's like, no, like, I'm eating Charky.
Charky. Yeah. Yeah. So, fortunately, we've got a little bit sitting around here from Paul doing this gig. So we're...
you guys got to try it. It's really good. But anyway, let's get to the show. Welcome, everyone. Got a good show today. We're talking to someone who recently had a gun pointed at them while they were flying.
You know, and listen closely to this question because you're going to hear just the angst in her voice. I feel bad for her.
Well, I think this is a feeling that a lot of people get. Some people are genuinely nervous to fly in conservative neighborhoods in the areas where guns are rot full of... guns are bought just like pound cake, Rob.
That is really interesting that you would call that a conservative neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Okay. We don't want to make this a political show.
No. No, but I'll be honest with
You're not saying conservative politically, like just conservative people. Are you saying conservative politically?
I'm going to say conservative politically and conservative as a whole.
Wow. All right. So apparently the other side doesn't have guns.
No, that's not true. I mean, how many gun-toting rednecks do you know that are raging Democrats? Sorry.
I don't know.
Just throwing it out there.
Well, if you put it that way.
But like I've said in many things, there's a wide interpretation of Democrat. There's a wide interpretation of Republican. Mm-hmm. And when I mean conservative, I just mean someone who has just conservative values.
They believe
in owning a gun and...
That this
they get a little nervous because of the fear-mongering media that we listen to.
Is assumed to have been a conservative, i.e. Republican, because he comes out with a gun. She comes out with a gun. It's interesting. It's an interesting
perspective. Well, which is funny because I consider myself conservative as well.
Yeah, it's not about what we are. It's about what the perspective is of this person and what that must represent about them. It's interesting. You guys can draw your own conclusions. But we should play the question.
Yes, before people
before
are like,
gets,
whoa, what's
like,
going on?
I did
on?
Not tune in for this kind of crap.
But anyway, my point is a lot of people do feel scared and fearful when these types of situations happen, and you've got to be mentally prepared for it. So,
absolutely.
You know, guys, pay attention to the question. Pay attention to how she sounds and make sure that you share this podcast with someone else who could run into this. Go ahead.
Hi, my question is, I recently purchased a drone and have done the Part 107 test, and I was in my neighborhood yesterday just trying to practice with the drone and the flying, and a rather eager neighbor was very concerned that I was flying my drone over her. Apparently, she was out getting some sun. It was on a Monday afternoon, 12 o'clock, all the kids were in school, everybody was at work for the most part. And she proceeded to go and get a rifle and a pistol and was aiming at me. And I have it in the videos. I'm just curious, what are the legalities towards her and me? I was about 150 feet up at least and just doing some general filming and point of interest, kind of, you know, going around and around, just trying to make sure I knew, understood my settings. So if you can help me understand, what actions I could have taken if she did, in fact, shoot my drone, and who was actually in the right there. Thank you.
First and foremost, hun, you were in the right. You were right, and the lady who had the gun was wrong. And I will say, number one, I feel very, very badly for the person who had the gun because someone is so freaking insecure that they feel that they need to wield a gun to protect their quote-unquote privacy, which, by the way, people, in our Drone You Field Kit, which you can get on our website. If you're a member, it's free. Right now, the page for people who are non-members to get it is being built right now. But in this document, you'll see photographers' rights, privacy rights, all of that. So you have all this documentation that you can show to people. But I will say... In this instance, you flying the drone, you have the right. It is illegal. It is 100% illegal for anyone to shoot an aircraft. And this has become a very big deal, a very big issue. If you guys remember David Boggs, long time ago in Kentucky, someone shot his drone out of the sky. His name was the Drone Slayer, and he told the news that he had two daughters at his pool that were, you know, laying out and that David Boggs was taking pictures of him. Well, the testimony proved that David Boggs was at 272 feet in the air, number one. Number two, Drone Slayer does not even own a pool. And number three, his two teenage daughters were actually in college at the time and weren't even on the premises. It was the drone slayer who rationalized the decision to shoot the drone down. Well, now this whole drone shooting an aircraft argument has now reached federal court. And it was recently dismissed for a jurisdictional issue and for the fact that the FAA didn't even chime in on the court case itself. Mm-hmm. The FAA has not gone out and said to DOJ, we need to go after people who shoot drones out of the sky. Because clearly DOJ doesn't care. I mean, clearly they're like, well, what about the FAA? Like, what are they saying? Which is so important as to why. I'm going to tell you something right now. In order for the case to continue moving on in federal court, David Boggs needs help because his case was dismissed and it needs to go into federal court. So there is a ruling to set a precedent that shooting a drone is in fact illegal. That's what it says in the books. So FAA, why aren't you backing it up? That's my question. If you want to support protecting your drone, if you want to support David Boggs in this fight and precedence, please go to GoFundMe.com/drone laws. GoFundMe.com/drone laws. And I will say for her, if someone raised a gun at my drone, I would back up a little bit and I would confront the lady and I would say, lady, let me show you my screen so you can know how small you really are on this screen and that I don't care about you. Number two, lady, you have no reasonable right to privacy whatsoever when you are outside of your house. In fact, in a recent federal case, they found that you don't even have a reasonable right to privacy if your shades are open and you're in the 25th floor of a building like in New York City and people can see into your apartment. If you open your shades, you are essentially... what you're doing is saying, it's okay for me to be seen.
Yeah.
This was a recent federal case. So even if you're in your house and your shades are wide open, you have no reasonable right to privacy, especially though when you are outside of your house. Okay. So this lady who got really insecure brought out her gun. First thing I would say is, ma'am, you will go to federal prison if you shoot my drone. And I'm recording you right now. Take one shot and the recording is going straight to the feds. That's what I would say. And then I would say, ma'am, now let's talk for a second because I'm not interested in looking at you whatsoever. And this would be even easier for a female when it's female on female.
Mm-hmm.
I would say like, look, hun, I'm just flying here. This is my property. I'm having to fly over yours. I'm just practicing and testing stuff. Like I'll show you the screen so you know I'm not even looking at you. I don't care. And ma'am, it's illegal to shoot a drone. It's also, just so you know, if you want the privacy law, you have no reasonable right to privacy anyway. Not that that matters. I know you feel violated right now, and I just want you to know that I am not trying to make you feel violated. I just want to enjoy the skies.
Okay, so...
And hold on one second. Okay, it's really, really important
that
people understand when someone doesn't want to be talked into something, you have to make an emotional connection with that person in order to sway their judgment. So, for example, this is what I would do. I would say, lady, imagine if you... Do you have a son or daughter? Okay. Imagine if your son was out flying a little toy drone like this himself and someone came out and pointed a gun at him and then pointed a gun at his drone, shot his drone, took it out of the sky, and now the gun is aimed at your son. How do you feel? Okay, now you just aimed the gun at my drone and over in my direction. How do you think I feel? Ma'am, have you ever taken concealed carry classes? Do you know the four rules of firearms? You should never point the gun at anything you do not intend to destroy.
Are you really going to have that conversation with this lady?
I mean,
is that really how it's going to go?
I would. But I mean, I'm someone who has no problem confronting people.
Okay. Here's the thing. A lady walks out of her house with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no confronting whatsoever.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think that there should be
You don't know what she's capable of. I just
don't think
like,
there should be any communication.
I didn't say that. I don't like the word confronting because that's confrontive. It's combative. You've got to, number one, assess the situation and get a sense of just how crazy this person is to the best of your ability. All the while, you're backing the heck up.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know. I mean, one of the things that Lisa said is she was pointing the gun at me. And I don't know if she meant at me or at my drone. I think she might have meant the drone. But
well, don't you
way her voice was cracking in that question, That sounded like a pretty scary situation.
She's very scared. So Frank, let me ask you this. Do you think she should have called the police and said, my neighbor is brandishing a firearm and pointing it at me and I feel threatened?
My gut reaction is yes, that the police should be involved in that. The risk with that is that you just have to understand that in that particular case, it might be a little bit different. Forgive me if this sounds sexist, but it's the reality. It might be a little bit different that the pilot, Lisa, is a female.
Which fascinates me even more that this lady was just like, you're a peeping Tom. It's like...
Yeah, it's kind of a bizarre reaction in general, but especially since it was a female who was flying the drone.
One thing is for sure, the lady who brandished the firearm watches way too much Fox News.
Probably. That's probably very true. But... I think I would recommend calling the police, but I tell you what I wouldn't do, and that's be confronting this person in any significant way. There's just no point to that. I mean, she's not at a place where she's going to be listening to you, right?
Which is so important. That's, yeah. No, I agree 100%. I mean, would I back up my drone? Yes. And now that I'm thinking about this, with Lisa being as scared as she is, she may not even be able to really effectively communicate. So again,
absolutely.
Going back to...
I mean, these are not situations that people are accustomed to. I mean, it's not... I don't know. Maybe she comes out of the military and she was in combat. I doubt it. But it's going to take somebody who's really trained well to deal with a gun being pointed in their direction. I mean, that's 0.01% of the population, if that, right? That has...
Have you ever had a gun pointed at you, Rob?
No, and I hope I never do. I mean, I don't want to have that happen to me or anybody that I know. So I don't know. I just think that the thing to do here, even though I absolutely agree, obviously, that she was in the right. Lisa was doing nothing wrong.
So we need to make that very, very clear. Wrong.
And even as it relates to the whole privacy thing, Paul's absolutely right from a technical, by the rule of the law standpoint. Obviously, we're not condoning doing these things. We're just setting the record straight as to what the law is, right? And it's just a matter of backing up, letting things cool down, landing, at least getting landed, because while the drone is in the air, that woman is clearly on edge. You can talk to her, I would think, after you land the drone, let things settle down. That's definitely step one. And then try to explain to her. If she's willing to listen, she might not be. Somewhere in there, you might have to call the police. That's really a situational decision.
See, here's the thing. This is why it's so important to have the field kit on you. Because if you have the field kit on you with the federal law printed out that destroying an aircraft is a federal crime, you can give that to the police, right? You could then give the privacy law to the police. Then you could give the UAS 14 CFR 107 law to the police and say, here is what backs me up that I am legally able to do this. And right. If you would like to show that to her, and more importantly, officer, I would really appreciate the opportunity to calm her fears down and let her know that I have no nefarious negative intentions whatsoever.
Right.
I'm just sitting here trying to learn how to fly this drone. And this is why we tell people all the time in the Don't Crash course, in the courses, when you go out and you learn how to fly, go to a park, go to a big open area. Don't fly near stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether you understand it or not, most new pilots are going to look like peeping Toms because they're not very good pilots.
Well, even if you are a good pilot.
They hover in places for long periods of time, checking their screen for their settings. You know what I mean? That could look really nefarious.
Yeah.
It's just the fact of the matter is that new people look like peeping Toms with drones. And a lot of that is because of the media. And I'm not trying to make a joke about her watching too much Fox News or too much CNN. You watch either one of them too much, you're going to lose your mind. And in fact, I don't think anyone should really watch those, either one of them. But the point is that this lady who brandished a firearm clearly has in her mind that someone is out to get her.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that this all makes me think about is if you do choose to call the police, you need to know that that policeman, there's a really good chance that that officer is going to be on the side of the person who has the gun.
Which is why it's so important to have the field kit.
Absolutely. To have the field kit and understand what's in the field kit. Because it's a large document or a large series of documents, so you can't just pull that out and say, read this. It's like 600 pages of documents. So you got to understand what's in them so that you can explain, here, this is what this is, here's what's in it. And then if you get to the point where you can actually show them pieces of it, fine. But it's a lot of documentation. They're not going to sit there and read it. And
if I were, you know, if I were you guys, and you know what, really what comes to mind, Rob, is I think that this Drone U field kit should be turned into a book that we put on Amazon, because just like the certification guide, just like the Living the Drone Life, this is something that everyone needs to have. because if you've got it easily organized and you can just pull up the page, look, federal crime for aircraft, boom, 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 here.
Yeah. Well, what you know? We recommend is that people at a minimum have it as a PDF document.
Yes.
And then you can go to certain pages that way. But definitely want to have this with you. And like Paul said, we're going to be able to get this to everybody. It's not going to be a members only thing.
Yeah.
Because we want everybody to have this.
But honestly, like, I have no sympathy for someone who brings out a gun when they see a drone, because it says a couple things about that person. One, I'm extremely insecure. Two,
interesting choice of words.
No. Well, here's another thing, right? You and I believe that destroying someone else's property is really bad, right? Like, if I keyed your car, we probably wouldn't be business partners anymore, right?
Well, not if you did it maliciously on purpose to be mean.
Okay. Let's say I maliciously on purpose keyed the shit out of your car.
Oh, that would just not be cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it either. So you understand as a gun owner that destroying other people's property is not cool.
Yeah.
Do you think this lady ever thought about that? No, because she felt she was above the law.
Well, I don't know if she felt that she was above the law. I think that the approach for me is to be more understanding. So I was, and I think I might have mentioned this, and many of you may not agree with this, but one way to approach something like this for me is to put myself in that person's shoes in terms of understanding that there's probably fear involved. It doesn't mean that she responded rationally and we agree with the way that she responded, or that there's some significant event that has caused her to be worried about whatever. But the point is, when somebody treats me in a way that kind of I'm taken aback by and they're mean or whatever, I always think, what if they just found out they have cancer? It just gives them a little bit of a pass. It kind of goes back to the rule of threes that you like to talk about, right? It's a first incident. I don't know what caused this person to respond this way. I don't like the way they responded. I don't agree with the way they responded. But it's not necessarily going to impact the way I respond.
I think it's really important to understand that. I think it's really important to understand exactly what you just said, because if you believe that you can turn someone's mind around and help them understand that this may not happen again in the future, and that should honestly be something that goes through someone's mind and say, hey, I should try to do this. But at the same time, very difficult when you hear the tone in Lisa's voice.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I get that she was in a position she never.
She's freaked out.
She didn't
She's
think.
She's scared
she,
to death.
She literally. Never imagined she'd get up that morning and later that day have a gun pointed in her general direction. I mean, nobody wakes up with that expectation, right? Mm-hmm. So understandably, she's shaken. And
but
it
Lisa,
sucks that she was in that
just
position.
Just so you know. Just so you know, in the military, in many law enforcement scenarios, they point guns at you and fire them off so you emotionally get used to it. So yeah, you're dealing with a lot right now. It will go away. It will subside. Don't think of it as a negative thing. Think of it as a positive thing. So if anyone ever points a gun in your face again, you're not going to be afraid. So
hopefully that doesn't happen, Lisa.
No.
I feel really bad for you. And I don't know. I'm sure it's happened to other people.
Oh, yeah.
She just happened to call in and tell us about it.
Yep.
But we've talked about this, need to use these as opportunities to advocate for the industry in a positive way. And that could even be talking to, she said she was in her neighborhood, right? So this is a neighbor of hers. So maybe that is not a conversation that she has right then or even that day. But at some point in the future, maybe have a conversation and say, look, this is all I'm doing. This is all we as an industry are doing. There really isn't a need to worry. What the media is talking about is like 0.1% of people that are flying these things. Just want you to understand that.
People need to understand the media is only trying to do two things. Number one, distract. Number two, sell. As soon as you understand that, you will watch the media very differently.
Yeah.
The media is not there to give you good, accurate information. That's not what they're there for at all. If you want that, go look at scientific research. But that's really boring. It's not convenient. It's not flashy.
It's not thrilling.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
And now you understand why media is the way it is. So.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. I hope that helps, Lisa.
I will say this, guys. If you get fired up over the fact that people are pointing guns at drones and you're a drone pilot yourself, you need to help set the precedent. We need to set the precedent in federal court so the media says, if you shoot a drone out of the sky, now it's $20,000 fine and 20 years in prison. That way the message gets out. Will you help us get the message out? Go to gofundme.com/drone laws. That's GoFundMe.com/drone laws, because David Boggs needs to raise $35,000, okay? So let's take the average downloads of an individual show. If each person were to give $3 or $4, we would be in good shape. Now, if you were to give $20 or $50, we would be able to fight this in a whole new way.
Yeah.
So I will say, if this really upsets you, if this really gets you going, if it gets you upset that the fact that it is on the books that destroying an aircraft is illegal, it has happened, the FAA has done nothing, and now where's the rule of law? If they're not willing to say, well, yes, this is illegal, then people are going to do it all the time. That's why we have to fight it. That's why we need your help. GoFundMe.com/drone laws.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say that from David Boggs' perspective, there's not a lot for him to gain at this point. I mean, it cost him a couple $1,000s. He's not doing it for the money.
There's nothing for him to gain.
Right. He's doing it because he's putting himself through this, you know, raising the money, spending some of his own money, taking the time, because he sees that it's something that needs to be dealt with for the industry to move forward. And so I just want to get that out there, that there's nothing in it for him.
No.
He's just sort of the guinea pig at this point.
And he needs help, guys, and we need to help him out. Please go to GoFundMe.com/drone laws.
By the way, this makes me think we really need to get the policeman from Chicago on the show to talk about these situations.
Yeah, this would be so perfect.
This is perfect.
This is so perfect.
We've got to do that. And I'm mentioning it live on purpose so that we'll be held accountable to do that.
Imagine if you just had a podcast where you wrote down your goals and made them public. Productivity 101.
Yeah, indeed.
Anyway, guys, I hope this got you fired up. But Lisa, I'm sorry that this happened to you. You're gonna feel better. Don't worry about it. Honestly, I would still call the police if I were you. And I would try, and I would have the police go over to her house and try to set up some sort of mediation, because if you live near the person, you've got to stop this now if you want to keep flying around your house. And I know this is probably not good advice, Rob, but this is what I would do.
Oh boy.
If someone kept doing that to me, I would if someone brandished a firearm, we had the police out, we talked to them, I went around flying again, never went near their house, and they pulled the fire out again every day, I would do hardcore banking turns at 65 miles an hour every single morning at 6 a.m. when the sun came up, just so that they would wake up and be completely annoyed and be like, no, seriously, in law enforcement, if you really... if you're negotiating with someone, if you're mediating with someone and they're not getting to the point where you want them to get, you burden them with the process. So I would burden the neighbor with the process of me flying over her house at 60 miles an hour every single morning, because guaranteed there's no way she's going to get up fast enough to get her gun and come out of the door by the time I'm there and gone and landed.
It's just one question. So,
them with the process.
Sort of devil's advocate, maybe, if that would be applicable here. What's the goal with that?
The goal is to be like, honey, you're not going to win. I'm more persistent than you.
Well, let's just be thankful that that's a very extreme example.
What we should do, Rob, is we should get all the pilots together and go over to the Drone Slayer's house and have a mass fly-in. That's what we should do.
It's like Million Pilot March. All right, we're doing it.
Okay, don't recommend buzzing people's houses. Sorry, I just got to throw that out there.
Yeah,
but we all think about it. We got to have a little bit of humor about it.
That's
true. To make us feel better. And guys, you can make a difference. You can't make a difference by buzzing people's houses, but you can make a difference if you go to GoFundMe.com/drone laws.
Right on.
Please, guys, go support Boggs and the precedence of this decision. It's so important for all of us. We are here doing this podcast to do what? Advance the freedoms to fly. We need your help.
Cool.
All right. I've said it enough.
let's hit the rope. Get on
hit
to the
rope.
Hit the rope.
Let's get that Navajo accent on again. I don't know what's going on over here. Before he does that, let's get out of here. All right. On that bombshell, it's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You. Go support David Boggs. GoFundMe.com/drone laws. Go. For the love of flight.
Wait, one more time?
GoFundMe.com/drone laws.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.